debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you are listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, and I am your host, Wayne Walton. Just got back from a quick little walkabout up the side of the mountain here in Breckenridge, Colorado, where it's an epically beautiful day. The leaves are just beginning to change color. Off and on, I'll go for a pretty hard run up the side of the mountain here, which is there's two trails which lead up to the Colorado Trail. One is a switchback where it kind of zigzags as you go up. It's pretty steep. And the other is just kind of straight. It goes alongside this little mountain stream. The stream bordered one side with a little hiking trail, and then on the other side it's got a ridge with rock outcroppings. And purposely just wanted to walk out there and just completely go off trail and go in the middle of kind of nowhere, just to kind of get reattached to nature and get my mind straight. It's one of those things, sometimes my to-do list is so big all the time that it's nice to get away and just immerse yourself in nature, and it just resets everything. And actually did it without the assistance of my friend Bud this time. But no matter, it was a very cool little walkabout, and it's interesting out there. There's literally nothing. In Colorado, there's a real big problem with pine trees, which have been killed with pine beetles, this particular pestilence, which is going along in the Rockies, killing off just massive numbers of trees. Massive. I would say, you know, a third to half of the trees in some areas are killed because of this beetle. And anyway, it's sad to see the devastation that's done by that, but it's kind of running its course. And you look along, and there's some trees that survive it, and it's just kind of random as to why. It's not, they'd be the exact same type of tree, meaning a pine tree, a pine pole. It's a type of really narrow tree, as opposed to like a ponderosa pine, or, think of when you go shopping for Christmas trees, all the different sorts of pine trees that they have for Christmas. Well, this one particular tree is the dominant tree in this area of Colorado, and they're all just dying off. Fortunately, you have the aspens, which are changing color now, and their brilliance in color just kind of attracts your eye, and you don't as much anymore. You notice less and less the pine beetles, which have killed the other trees. So I didn't really have a chance to get into it yesterday, but we had real good news with respect to Mountain Hours. We had real good coverage in the local paper, and I'm going to talk about that and actually go over the article. You can read it as well if you go on Facebook to Mountain Hours.
Don't tell me what to do.
Check it out, Mountain Hours on Facebook.
If there's a God up there, something above, God, shine your light down here, shine on the love, love of the loveless, love of the loveless.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter.
Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours. All right, that was the Immortal Instant Karma by John Lennon, and we're following up from yesterday's article in the Summit Daily. Summit County local currency is called Mountain Hours, and we now have had our initiative for the local currency written up in the local paper 2 times. So it was great to have good coverage, because you're always concerned that it's a confidence system, and this is a community that I have basically had a second home in for about 5 years, and lived here more or less like a tourist in some ways, where I'd go out and we would do things, and we're kind of mostly in bunker mode for the majority of that time. So because we're in that bunker mode, we're in a position where we're really kind of closed off. We were just studying and learning about the New World Order and learning about false flags and all that kind of stuff, and then studying how to build an off-grid survival property. So my focus was on that for the majority of the time that we've been here, and I didn't really interact with the community very much except for the last 6 months. So the concern was that, here's this outsider guy relative to this
community, and he's trying to get people to change their currency. You know, that you couldn't pick a harder thing to do, really, when nobody knows you. So that I did want to do it in Summit County anyway, just because I like it here, and it's got like a really cool little Victorian downtown in Breckenridge, another one in Frisco, and that's just very cohesive. And they have the history of being forward thinking with respect to decriminalizing marijuana in the downtown, Breckenridge itself, the town of Breckenridge, the entire state had, and then it had the history of the Kingdom of Breckenridge, where it was already independent in its history at one time in the past anyway, that it was off-grid, meaning it was out of the matrix at one period of time, not even right, even during the century it was. So that was a very unique situation for Breckenridge. So anyway, so like snowboarding and the survival property doesn't have very good cell reception or internet connections, so it wasn't a real good place to launch a currency, an initiative. So we got a good write-up, and this is what it says. Mountain Hours gaining popularity in Summit. Creators spreading idea across country. Starts similar currency in Tampa. This is by Catherine Turner. And I sent her an email thanking her for giving us good coverage, because if you get bad press for something like this, it's not that you can't do it. It just makes it a whole lot harder, because the majority of people view, you know, whatever the local newspaper is that is the truth, just like they view whatever's on the TV as being the truth when, you know, we know it's a system of control. So having a good press was a very, very encouraging. So now the body of the article goes, Federal Reserve free currency Mountain Hours is gaining ground in Summit County, with 70 businesses signed up for the initiative since its introduction earlier this summer. The form of barter, measured in hours, not dollars, is about halfway to the local creator Wayne Walton's goal of making it a reliable form of currency in Summit. With 10 restaurants, a grocery store, 5 coffee houses, and 3 mechanics on board, users are able to pay for some of their everyday needs with hours instead of dollars. Walton plans on taking the currency virtual in a few months, with which users will be able to utilize cell phones for payments. He's confident the addition of the same technology and convenience as the dominant system will attract even more people. Those online transactions will allow Walton to track how often it's being used and who are the biggest users. The more transactions you have, the more reliable the system is. Here's how it works. 1 Mountain Hour is equal to 10 Federal Reserve notes. There are 4 denominations, 1/10 of an hour, 1/2 of an hour, 1 hour, and 2. That basically means it's $1, $5, $10, and $20. Local business owners agree to accept the currency and are given 20 Mountain Hours right off the bat. 20 Mountain Hours is equivalent to $200. The hours are then used at other businesses around Summit County that accept the currency, thus encouraging local spending and keeping everything within the county. The money is debt and interest free. So far, Walton says he's getting positive feedback from users. Quote, when we sign businesses up, I would say about half of them hug us. With so many of things going on in politics today, people feel disempowered. With this, they feel empowered. Hours user and Cool River Coffee House and Bakery owner Stephanie Bergstrom said she appreciates that plenty of other businesses signed up for the system, and it gives her an opportunity to barter with retailers and service providers that she has not had business with before. Bergstrom trained her staff in the currency and estimates the coffee shop receives hours as payment every 2 or 3 days. Cool River used about 40 hours last month, which is $400. So that's the one business, $400. Something Walton says the shop got an award for, which was purchased from another participating business. We basically bought them like a little award plaque that was engraved that they are the top Mountain Hours transactor, and we bought that from another Mountain Hours business. Dredge restaurant owner Stephen Rockney likes the idea of not using banknotes since he feels Federal Reserve is the part of the problem with the country right now. He uses hours for food at Cool River and the Crown Cafe and receives them for payment at his restaurant. Going national. Walton hopes to see similar systems in place around the country and wants to help set them up. He was in Tampa, Florida, his hometown, during the Republican National Convention, where he spread the word and helped create a new system called Clearwater Hours, which already has 25 businesses on board. Similar networks already are in place in across the country. Durango has a system called Durango Hours. I'm not positive that's the name of their system, but anyway. And there's a system sprouting up in Denver called Mile High Hours. Ithaca, New York has Ithaca Hours, which has been in operation for 20 years. All of the issues happening politically and globally are just symptoms of a corrupt monetary system that does not serve the people, Walton said. There is a fundamental solution, quote, this is a fundamental solution that will fix all the problems. Repeat, quote, this is the fundamental solution that will fix all the problems, end quote, he said. Quote, once people control that locally, it will fundamentally change our prospects for the future, end quote. Let's do that one again because it's profound. Quote, once people control the monetary power locally, it will fundamentally change our prospects for the future, end quote. So she, Catherine Turner, did an outstanding job of covering this essential issue, and it's the second time she covered it, so we wish to give very heartfelt thanks that she did so and did a good write-up and really was getting to the heart of it. Like, a lot of times you'll get a write-up and they'll cover things just generally and tear it down with propaganda and like, they can just counterfeit that. Well, there isn't a currency in existence, including gold and silver, that you can't counterfeit. So what's your point, you know, when somebody says that? It's an obvious concern, but what we're looking to do is basically increase our technology and look to find ways to solve the problems. And that's such a big deal, is that as you move along with this process, it seems like, I mean, literally, you're moving mountains. Like, you know, if you go to a big city like, you know, Denver or something, you're looking at all of this commerce, which is done in a debt and interest-based currency, and you're looking and you're just like, even in Summit County, you know, what we do now is just a tiny percentage of the transactions which are done. Well, how do you make that have an effect? Well, it's not necessary to get everybody. It's just a matter of creating a system for those who wish to be independent from the globalist system, that they can sustain life. That is the goal. So we have a minimum number. It's not like, you know, we're trying to get somebody elected and we have to get 51% of the vote and you know, that would be 15,000 people in this county. We just need enough to have a sustained life. We'll be right back.
Don't answer. collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up.
It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
Revolution,
revolution,
revolution.
Love, peace, and revolution. It is happening. you know, it's just a matter of time. Just like the song says, you can only go crooked for so long until you come full circle back. And that's another, you know, it's Newton's second law. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And a monetary system is, as I say, it's just energy transfer technology. Well, the energy transfer technology has been concentrated in the hands of a very few oligarchs for a very long time. Thousands of years, you know. So now we're at a place in time in history which is very unique. The history of man is replete of instances where a very few number of people dominate the masses. Now we, for the first time, have the same technology the debt slaves do as the debt masters or the slave masters. So now we can basically interact with like-minded people, and then get together in communities within communities and basically set up systems which are independent of the dominant system. So the thing that you want to do as quick as you can is build a system which is independent for the necessities of life, food, water, shelter, transportation, energy, those sorts of things. And then those independent systems can then network across the country. And as long as those independent systems use the same denomination of value, meaning 1 hour, they can transact trade. And you can't inflate an hour. So that is the basis that we're using. And Ithaca has been doing this for 20 years. So we know that, you know, they didn't get raided. And let's say you did get raided. All that they would come and raid is paper. So what do you, you know, there is a cost there, but it's not like you're going to have lose millions of dollars of silver or gold, which is not the correct solution anyway. Those commodities are finite. In fact, they're scarce. And if you want to have scarce money so that you're unable to pay your debts, then you'll live in scarcity. They can engineer bankruptcies and foreclosures on gold and silver actually more easily with gold and silver created as a debt with interest. Since the people don't have those, they have to borrow them from the same people who control the Federal Reserve. And those people don't give it away. They loan it as a debt with interest. So it's the exact same debt Ponzi as we have with paper and digits. Ultimately, how are you better off if you know, you borrow $100,000 of paper and digits, and then on that $100,000, you have to pay back $150,000 or $200,000 of interest. That exact same thing happens on gold and silver. Ultimately, it's actually harder because the gold and silver is scarce. So it makes it more difficult. So what I was, one little thing I was thinking of, you know, with, we always talk about the interchangeability between systems. I want, you know, I have to introduce this idea to people in Mountain Hours that you know, it's one thing that you get them to accept the local currency, period. Then it's a whole nother thing for them to agree to accept an outside hours denominated currency. And I think it won't be too difficult for Denver because lots of them get lots of the business owners here in Summit County. We're about an hour west of Denver, maybe another 4,000 feet in altitude. You know, for those that don't know, like Denver is basically in the high desert area. And we're up in an alpine area where the skiing is, and we have a very short grow season. So for us to get food, it is very difficult. The growing season is very short, so we have to get that from down in Denver. So we are dependent upon them, and we would want to barter with them anyway. And the local currency facilitates that because the mile high hours are denominated in hours just like mountain hours. Alternatively, now you bring in Clearwater hours. We've already done a transaction with Mountain Hours, which was spent in Clearwater's hours of system, just to buy some coffee. And we were just doing that as a demonstration. But we want to do that and expand that. How do we do that? We'll talk about that when we get back. Swallowed by the war, the unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The bio.
Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschilds' gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign. And
supports righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
The Wandering Monks Freedom Movement Collaborative is unmatched in music for the revolution. Do check them out. We it's strange because I'm actually part of a musical creation of basically I just brought the themes up, and the Jubilee is shortly to be released. I think we're down, I think the ship date was supposed to be like the 17th or something like that, so probably in about a week or so that will be able to be purchased. So we're excited for that, and we will start playing some of that music on the broadcast to check out, because it's very specific about, you know, I mean, the currency itself. There's one song specifically about Mountain Hours. There's a song specifically about the sheriff of the du jour government, and what it's going to be like in the future when we're looking back, the old days when the police could just arrest people for having the wrong plants, for victimless crimes, and basically is a bunch of power-tripping egomaniacs with guns, imposing tyranny and collecting, you know, acting as revenue collectors for the private users. That song is called Peace Officer. There's another song about forgiveness, and that is the basis for the Jubilee. We forgive the private usurers' sins, while in exchange they forgive our debts. And in the process, we reunite humanity. We also get, all of the assets which were confiscated through contracts based upon usury were fraudulent. Therefore, all of the paperwork whereby they fraudulently own that property would be repatriated to the people. So forgiveness, there's a few more songs in there as well. It's just Don't Give Up Your Dreams, which is just a general idea of what gets destroyed when we're perpetually kept in debt. We're always on the hamster wheel, continually running to pay the exponentially compounding debt of the parasitic user, whereby even a child is born with $50,000 in debt. So it's time to fix all that funny business. And one of the things for people that commonly ask is, and they're honest questions, truly are, because this is such a big topic, is, you know, how do you start it? How do we prevent counterfeiting? How do we make sure that it doesn't get overproduced? And these are very honest questions, and it's part of marketing to make sure that we describe why that won't happen. What systems are we going to put in place? We can't just say that we're going to do these things. We have to put the systems in place so that those things actually occur, and there's a continuous oversight. And what is the how do we know if it's being counterfeited? How do we check when it is counterfeited? What are the measures that we will take when that does occur? So it's a lot of things to do, but we just have to do that. We have to start. You know, they say a journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step, and we're just trying to take the first steps, and we're willing to not be perfect. We're willing to fail. We're willing to keep moving forward. We're willing to take the heat when people say you can't do this, it's not possible. We're willing to do all those things, and that's all that is required. You know, and in a year from now or months from now, people go, oh, man, why haven't we been doing this all along? That's what is going to happen. And we just have to anticipate that people are going to have concerns with certain things. And one of them is, you know, I thought this is for a local currency. I thought this was just for some county. We're not going to use it in other communities. Well, there's things that we can't get in our community. So it's essential that we trade outside of it, but we want to source our goods and services locally first, which is the opposite of the dominant monetary system. They support globalism first. I see some instances even where they'll do a renewable energy products project, such as a big solar farm. And rather than even using the local solar contractors, they will sub it out to contractors that they bring in from, from overseas sometimes that aren't even living in the United States at all. That happens a lot with installation of chairlifts for ski resorts. So anyway, to get around that, we have a rental property in Tampa, and we're basically going to list that and advertise that in the Mountain Hour system and basically say, hey, even though this is in Tampa, we accept Mountain Hours. And then those Mountain Hours can then be spent in the Clearwater Hours system and vice versa. So by taking a leadership role and saying, you know, people always, that's like, well, how do you pay for your rent? How do you pay for your mortgage? How do you pay for your utilities? How do you, you know, there's some necessities of life that makes it very, you know, it's difficult. And particularly here in Summit County, the cost of living is pretty high. On rent is a major source of expense. And by being able to defray some of that, so even if you can't pay your rent, what you can do is pay for all the other things. So let's say you have $1,000 a month in bills and your income's $1,000. Well, if you have some of that as mountain hours over and above that $1,000, you can use the mountain hours to pay for your discretionary expenses, such as going to the restaurant, grocery store, getting your car fixed, those sorts of things, and then conserve your Federal Reserve notes to pay your bills, like your monthly regular bills, such as your rent and your cell phone, utilities and those sorts of things, car loans, student loans. So it's just a matter of stepping forward, taking action, and we're going to do that with in every instance that we can, is to make it known that we want to take the local currency from other systems and then advertise. So I can advertise the system that in, you know, the Clearwater hours, a house in Tampa can be rented with mountain hours. And that's a really important thing for people to see, is like, wow, when I earn my mountain hours here in Summit County, I can take them and I really like the cold. I like being in this environment. But there's a lot of people here that have been here for a long, long time, and they can't wait to go and get out of it where it's somewhere where it's balmy weather, and particularly in the wintertime. And so now when they see that they can accumulate, just like Cool River Coffee, where they've got a couple $100 extra mountain hours that they can take that and accumulate it and save it up, and they can use that to pay for rent at a property 2,000 miles away. So it gives them an incentive and confidence that they'll be able to accumulate the currency and either use it to pay for local tradespeople to do upkeep on their business, to do painting or carpentry or electrical work or whatever. They can do those things, or they can save it up and use it to go and pay for part of a vacation to Florida. And then concurrently, we would hope that same thing would happen in Tampa. So these sorts of, they call them a timeshare. Right, that's what everybody's kind of used to with houses that or a condo that you buy into. When you buy into a timeshare, you're able to use different properties in different places for a week or two a year as your portion of that overall mortgage. So anyway, they set up those timeshares, and you can swap out whatever property that you want to use for different times of the year, and that idea is already out there and people are aware of it. So we just need to reinforce that. And we need to go out of our way to reinforce it. You can't, do it on just do it. It's important to put it out there and say it right in front of the whole group. In fact, ideally we should make an email expressing that they can spend their mountain hours in Clearwater Hours system. I don't have a house or something in Denver that I could do that with Mile High Hours, but in Tampa we do. So that would be a good methodology to give people confidence that they can, number one, accumulate the mountain hours and then spend it in Clearwater Hours, but it'll give them confidence later on that they can actually accept Clearwater Hours as well. and then see that these systems are viable and interchangeable. Part of that whole concept is we're actually working on Mile High Hours right now. The designer who did the Jubilee album cover is working on the currency, and you know, he just had some questions about the layout. And generally speaking, we put the logo on the front side. We put the logo on the left side, and then on the right side, we put that particular state's flag. And then there's various imagery that's pertinent to that particular community. So what you put in Summit County is different than Denver. And you just, you kind of make the currency like a chamber of commerce advertisement. What is cool about this community? What's unique? What events do they have? What famous people are prominent? People, places, things, events. And you put those on there, just different things. And the more organic and local, the better. You know, people might think of Denver for the Broncos or the Rockies or something like that, but that's not what we're about. We're about more the organic side, the local independent businesses, local organic events, things that the community organizes for themselves rather than, you know, part of the, part of the big New Worlder brainwashing systems, you know. So it's separate. We're trying to edify different things with the currency, and the images that we put into that, we just move them into different templates that we have set up, and we try to keep a generally common look, common size. That way, when we trade these among different systems, it will be pretty understandable. You'll be able to look for the certain place, the same place, to see the denomination number. You'll be able to look at the logo to see what community specifically it's from. You'll be able to look at the flag to see what state it's from. And they actually sort of have this right now with quarters. I've noticed that the quarters being issued right now have a series of different images or engravings or mintings for the back of the quarters that we're using now. So they kind of are buying into that, you know, they're giving the illusion of states' rights is what's really happening. Just like they give us the illusion of elections and choice, or the illusion of freedom. It's really a big, innovated slave system. So what we're trying to demonstrate, is in that same way, it's a good idea for them for marketing, is they put different things that are relevant to the different states on the back of the quarters. Well, we take it further is because the community itself actually creates the money. They actually have the images of their community on the currency itself. When it gets issued, the businesses from that community sign it. So the most important power on the planet is the monetary system, and we want to take that power and distribute it back to the people locally, where they can monitor its control and issuance. And the closer it is to the people, the closer they can check for any kind of funny business such as counterfeiting, and whether that's internal or external. You could have overproduction just because where you lost control for some reason or other, where you're over-issuing the currency. Alternatively, there could be counterfeiting from the outside. That really is more the threat, is counterfeiting from the outside. So that's what we got to watch out more than anything. And that's why it's important for it to be as local as possible, because the more local it is, the more chance there is that some, you know, when you're spending the currency, you can read the names of the different businesses, and you, in a tight, smaller community, you actually know who those people are. You might, your kids might go to the same school. You might play sports together or whatever. So the more local and tight-knit that it is, the better it is for counterfeiting measures or anti-counterfeiting measures. So it's just a matter of really just taking action, and it's our time. This is the place, and we've got the technology to do everything we need to do and set up an honest system. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind? If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because...
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And, unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
I'm on my Facebook now, just checking around, and... It's good to see Joby Weeks out there. He's going to be back in Summit in about a week or so. And the Wandering Monks had seen the article that was in the Summit Daily as well. And both the monks and Joby, they have gotten paid and earned mountain hours. They have spent mountain hours. So this is a true system. This is a true monetary system that... you can do the exact same thing where you live. And we want to encourage people to do that, and not just encourage them, but actually help them step by step by step to set all that up. Because it's, you know, this is my passion. So I really know this. I do this quite a bit. This is obviously all that I do. So when, you know, I got up, and as I do most mornings around 7, and I immediately go to the computer and I start watching videos about marketing, and I'm learning to market just so that I can market the local currency, and then I can market those businesses that join the local currency cooperative. And the more that I do that, the more that I help businesses, the more they see the value, the value that I can offer them, the more they see that Mountain Hours can help them get what they want. So there's a quote by Zig Ziglar, I think it is that we can get anything we want. We just have to help other people get what they want. And that's what we're really looking to do, is we just have to help businesses get what they want. And in the process, they will start using the local currency. And if we focus on marketing, there are dozens of things that we can do to entice them to join the currency cooperative. And then the individuals who provide those services, we can pay those with those individuals and their skills. We can pay for all that and give credits in the form of the local currency. So that's why it's so important that we move forward. That's why it's so important for us to really start focusing on this, because it's a self-financing revolution, and it even can take care of the people who don't want to be woken up. If they don't want to be woken up, that's fine. It really doesn't matter. We can affect change with small numbers. And that is what's unique about the currency as a solution, is that it creates a system of rewards that benefits everybody, regardless of whether they want to be woken up or not. We can move everybody toward the light. Everybody can participate. It doesn't have to be scary and a difficult process. We don't have to be divisive. We don't have to be separated. We can work together toward our own emancipation. We'll be right back. Chemicals leaked, all our nutrients fill the sky up with toxins. War for the profit, bomb for the savior. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals leaked, all our nutrients fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace all in the name of peace. Yo.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it.